Right, so bring in none other than Mike Cossey. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Well, the Dodgers finally made it into first place.
Well, yeah, they've been playing good. Yeah. I mean, kind of expected it to happen. They beat the Braves, who's probably one of the top three teams in the league. But, again, they got hit with the injury bug. They lost another one of their top players. How they sustain their level of play, I don't know. But the Dodgers are playing really well. They have the best pitching in baseball, that's for sure.
Yeah, so so they're back, and San Francisco's held on for a long time, but they're still.
Well, they're not going to fade away, yeah, San Francisco. No. They're not fake. They've already played 130 games. So they're not all of a sudden going to turn into the Mets.
God forbid. So the Red Sox beat the Rays.
Yes, that was excuse me. That was fitting because the Yankees beat the Angels for the first time in three games yesterday, and of course the Yankee announcers are going giddy all over themselves. But they failed to say, like, the Red Sox are playing the Rays. So you really want the Rays to beat the Red Sox because the Yankees can't catch the Rays. They're not going to catch them. So, but you want to separate yourself from the Red Sox because you want the home field for the playing game if you make the playoffs. So by the Red Sox beating the Rays yesterday, the Yankees beating the Angels, they didn't separate themselves from the Red Sox. But you don't hear that on the Yankee propaganda channel. They don't tell you anything like that.
Well, there's still a ways to go before we find out who gets into the
Not much. Yeah. There's less than a month.
Yeah,
less
I know.
Less than a month. So there's 30 games or less is going to determine it. The Yankees can't catch the Rays. No way.
But I'm just saying, this for all the wild card teams to be determined, there's a lot of teams that are packed in those wild card
races.
You've
got three that are going to be in there. It's Oakland, the Boston, and the Yankees. There's other teams that are close, but they don't have the player. They don't have the level of play to sustain it. Everybody was banging the drum on Toronto. How'd that work out? They're running in water. They're like 10-10 in their last 20. You can't make up games going 500. You have to play at least 70% ball to pick up games, and nobody's doing that. So nothing's going to happen with that. Just looking at the wild card real quick, Oakland's two games behind Boston, Seattle's 3.5, Toronto's 4.5, Cleveland's 7.5. So the reality line stops after Toronto. And the way Toronto and Seattle are playing, they're not going anywhere. In their last 10, both Seattle and Toronto are 6-4. You're not going anywhere doing that.
All right. Well, guess what starts a week from today?
Wimbledon?
Football! Thursday night football, September 9th.
Okay.
The Buccaneers versus the Cowboys.
That's nice. Yeah. And almost as much interest in that for me as golf.
You probably have more interest in golf now.
No.
No?
God, no. God, no. I got as much interest in golf and football as ladies' handball. Have you heard about ladies' handball lately?
No.
That's how much interest I have in golf and football.
All right. Do we have races?
I'm not going to pick today because I don't know what the heck it's. I don't know if Saratoga is above or below water.
Yeah, because the rain's all out, but we anywhere in up and down the Hudson Valley from New York to Albany received anywhere from 3 to 5 to 6 inches of rain yesterday.
Yes,
so.
Like Saratoga's kind of like where I am. They were on the cusp of it. I got like nothing here. It's funny how the rain was just centralized in certain areas. And there's one other thing. I've been a weather buff, not to get off sports, but I've been a weather buff since I was a little kid.
Yeah.
And storms like a hurricane, when they hit land, they lose power. They don't intensify. Yeah. This storm intensified with rain as it was going over land.
Yeah, because
can explain that to me.
I
please
can.
Call the station and let Marshall know, because once a storm hits mountains and everything, it loses moisture. It doesn't gain it.
Yeah, here's what happened. There was a slight cold front that was coming down from the north, and when this big now low pressure system, which was no longer a hurricane, ran into that front, it picked up more juice for rain.
They got to give me a better explanation than that. I seen lows hit fronts, and they pick up speed and spin away. They don't turn into 9-10 inch water dumpers.
And he says, we got a lot of rain here. But like I said, what the heck? It's the way it's been with us all year long, Mike. We get like 5-6 inches of rain, then it doesn't rain for like 2 months.
I know is last week, the same places that flooded last night got hit with that other hurricane or whatever you want to call it last week.
Yeah, well, it was the same as us. We got 3 to 5 inches this time, and last week we got 3 to 5 inches of rain. Yep.
And we got more rain in the last week than people and places get in months.
Yeah.
I don't know. Somebody needs to explain it to me.
Yeah, I can't explain it to you, but I can.
I can't either. And like I said, I've been following weather for over 50 years.
Well, I'll pass along your question to Mr. Pagano. So if for some reason you find out things dry out at Saratoga and you're going to do some, just send me a message and I'll put those picks up.
I'm not going to do it today because
okay.
I got school. I got to go to work.
All right.
I have a job. I don't get paid $1,200 by the government to stay home.
That's right. All right. Well, go have fun at your work.
You got it. I will speak to you tomorrow, though.
Okay, Pat. Take care.
Have a great day, guys.
Mike. And Mike Kazi this morning with a check on sports here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.